The Torah begins Parshas Dvarim with the words Ela Dvarim Asher Dibe Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's about to leave the world, because Klal Yisrael, his last message. And as the Torah tells us, as Rashi teaches us, Rashi says, L'fi she'en divrei techachas, Moshe is going to give them words of rebuke. Umana kan kolam akaymes, Moshe Rabbeinu was about to enumerate all the places shechis lufnei mokam, that Klal Yisrael caused HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be angry. L'fichach sosam hadvarim. Moshe Rabbeinu did not speak explicitly. V'hiske beremez b'nei kvodim shel Yisrael. He only mentioned them in a way that's not explicit, that they, out of honor for Klal Yisrael. And Reb Lev Chasam Zatzal, in his Sefer O Yahel, explains what was Moshe Rabbeinu trying to do here. He says, when Moshe Rabbeinu, as he's about to leave the world, was trying to tell Klal Yisrael what they need to do better and to remember all the places that they had done averus. But actually what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing here was he was showing Klal Yisrael and he was teaching Klal Yisrael, I want to see, I want madrega you're on, and what level you're on. A person who is a thinking person, a person who's thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the way he acts towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, does not need to be told explicitly what he did right and what he did wrong, because it's something that he's thinking about all the time. A person who's not on the proper level tries to forget and tries not to remember all the things that he did that would have maybe made HaKadosh Baruch Hu upset with him. So here, as it's the end of the 40 years that Klal Yisrael had spent in the Midbar, and Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to remind them and teach them that that's not the path that they should take, that they should not do those kind of things again, specifically mentioned it b'derech remez, did not in any explicit way mention what they did wrong, with his intention being, let's see if they remember. Because if they remember and they show that they're constantly thinking about what they're doing, and they're constantly considering their relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I know I've accomplished what I'm supposed to accomplish. And I know that they are Klal Yisrael that deserve to be mentioned as Klal Yisrael, and they deserve to go into Eretz Yisrael. The Haftarah says, Yad Hashar Kaneu, axe recognizes its owner, V'chamor Amos Balav, a donkey recognizes the basket from which it eats that its owner gives him, Yisrael Yadi Amilay Yisboinen. So he explains, is it conceivable to compare us to animals? What is the Pasuk trying to teach us? He says, the Pasuk, and what is the comparison of a person to an animal? He says, an animal has no intellect. An animal has no intelligence. Everything that an animal recognizes is only based on the simplest fashion, on what he does. An animal sees the food that it eats. It sees the way that it has to walk. It doesn't understand the depth of anything. Klal Yisrael are supposed to be just the opposite of that. Klal Yisrael's recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael's recognition of where they belong in this world, and every individual's recognition of where they belong in the world is not supposed to be based just on route. It's not just supposed to be based on what everybody else does. It's supposed to be based on true understanding and thinking. And that's what the Navi is saying, Yeshaya. Ami lo yizboinon. I don't want my people to be people like animals. I don't want people to be people whose entire understanding is based on just what surrounds them. But rather what should bring them to where they are is by thinking and recognizing what they've done, what they need to do, and where they're going and where they're coming. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Eladvarim, these are the words Ashadibe Moshe that speaks to Klal Yisrael, recognizing the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that they need to constantly think, and the smallest hint will remind them where they stand, because that's what they're thinking about all the time anyway. Because if not, you become a Shor Chamor, you become an Amid Eloi Hizboinon. The Pasuk says in our Parsha, Perek Aleph Pasuk of Zion, when the Torah describes the entire story of the Meraglim, V'teragnu ba'aleichem v'tayim b'sinus Hashem ha'tzionim eretz Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated us and took us out of Mitzrayim, lost us ha'tzionim b'yadam meri la'ashmideinu. And Rashi quotes a Medrash that a king had two sons, and he had two fields. One field was a Beishakya, was a field that was constantly irrigated, and the other field was a Sada, the Beis Abal, that didn't have any source of water next to it. It relies completely on the rain. And Rashi says that what Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we remember Mitzrayim, we remember Egypt, which is a Beis Shakya that has the Nile that constantly serves as a source of irrigation for the country. And Eretz Yisrael doesn't have that. And Eretz Yisrael relies on the rain. And the Mefarshim ask a question. The fact that Eretz Yisrael just relies on the rain is something that Eretz Yisrael is praised with. That Eretz Yisrael, Matara Shamayim Tishtamayim, that it just relies on HaKadosh Baruch Hu pouring rain on Eretz Yisrael. And how does Klal Yisrael in this Pasuk, in this Rashi, turn the table around and say that the fact that Klal Yisrael is going to get Eretz Yisrael that relies on rain, that's a disadvantage, not an advantage. And the Mefarshim explain, we have to constantly be thinking. If we're constantly thinking and we're constantly realizing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, then realizing that Eretz Yisrael is a country of Lamatara Shemayim, Tishtamayim, it's a place that we can rely on to have rain. It's a place that we could completely connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a place that is most suited for a life of thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then that's the biggest bracha. But if you don't think that way, and you think like an animal, Yudei Shor, Yudei Chamor, you think like a Shor and a Chamor, and a Shor and Chamor don't think and don't try to appreciate what is happening, so they could take what makes Eretz Yisrael great and turn it into the opposite. The Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, Rav Lechem, Soiv Eset Harazeh. The Reina Bechaya explains that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant to tell Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Koy Ama Hashem, Zuchati Lach Chesed Nurayich, Avis Klosayich, Lechtech Achrei B'midba B'eretz Loi Zerua. The Pasuk, the Navi, is mentioning how special Klal Yisrael is, that they followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Midbar. They didn't think that why and how do we end up in this desolate Midbar. But they expected and they realized that everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for them is for their good. And recognizing and thinking about that all the time brings bracha to our lives. Rav Lechem, Soiva Sahara Zeh. The schus that you went around this mountain, the schus that you walked around this desert for 40 years without asking questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Pnu Lechem Tzvoino. That will bring the tzofen. That will bring the wonderful treasures, as the Pasuk says, Merav Tufcha Shetzofanta L'Reyecho. Rav Lechem Soives Etzhar Azeh. The fact that Klal Yisrael is willing to walk around a mountain and accept whatever happens without questioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without thinking something else would be better, but recognizing that whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is the best, that will bring Pnu Lechem Tzvoino, that will bring us tremendous, tremendous tzofon, that will bring us treasures, that will bring us incredible reward. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, Emole Misham Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos. If Klai Yisrael would keep two Shabbosos Kilchosom properly Miyad Negolim. And the Chart Kver Rebbe in a Sefer Ginzei Yisrael asks a question. Yes, the Gemara is teaching us the power of Shmirah Shabbos and the power that if Klai Yisrael keeps Shabbos, they will be Zoichet to Mashiach. But why does it need to be two Shabbosos? Wouldn't it be sufficient that if Klai Yisrael observed one Shabbos properly, Kilchosoi, they would bring Shabbos, that would bring enough for Mashiach to come? So he explains that the two Shabbosos that are expressed in this Gemara refer to Shabbos Chazoin and Shabbos Nachmu. Klai Yisrael, Emolei Shamru B'nei Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos. When Klai Yisrael are observing the first Shabbos, the Shabbos Chazoin, right before Tisha B'Av, and they recognize the tremendous churban, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the horrible galus that we are suffering. But in that galus and in that moment of destruction, they don't just think about Shabbos Chazoin, but they also think about Shabbos Nachmu, that they realize and believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who put us into this galus and makes us suffer from this churban, and we don't understand, and we don't understand why, and we don't understand and see an end to this galus. But we live with the Amuna, like Klai Yisrael lived with the Amuna and the Midbar, that they went around the same desert for 40 years without asking questions. The same when a Jew observes Shabbos Chazoin, but real lives with the Amuna that there's going to be a Shabbos Nachmu. When a Yid lives that way, recognizing there's a Shabbos Chazoin and hoping and believing that there will be a Shabbos Nachmu, then Miyad Negolim, we will take a bizarcha to the Gula Shleim of Meher B'Yameinu.